Veterans Games bring soldiers together. Member Andy Leach tells us all about his experience representing Blind Veterans UK this summer in the Veterans Games hosted in Tel Aviv, Israel. What a week representing Blind Veterans UK at the Veterans Games with six other members and their families alongside other military charities. These games started in 2019 for wounded, sick and injured ex-forces personnel of the British Forces and Israeli Defence Force and their families. With very little sleep on the plane to Israel, we arrived to a very warm welcome of heat as the plane doors opened. We arrived at a fantastic hotel positioned on the beachfront of Tel Aviv, and after checking in, tried to grab a little sleep before the first of the meet and greets from our amazing hosts. We then had our first meeting with Israel's veterans at their magnificent rehabilitation centre, Beit Haloshem, translated Home of the Warrior, as they hosted the opening ceremony with fine food and drink and made us all feel truly welcome. This is where we would compete against them over the next three hard, long days. Over the next few days, the team split off to compete in swimming, shooting and CrossFit. On the second day, we were joined by the MP Johnny Mercer, currently Minister of State for Veterans Affairs, who had been watching the competitions. We had the pleasure of having him present us with our medals, and we can happily say the Blind Veterans UK group were able to bag quite a few of them. When we weren't competing, we managed to enjoy exploring Tel Aviv, as well as an abundance of food and drink. One of our last adventures out involved participating in a remembrance service where we all paid tribute to those that never made it home. As we walked around the graves, we couldn't help but notice some of their ages. One was only 14, making us all reflect on what we have in common across all military groups. On the last day of the games, all teams entered a tug of war, box runs and a small circuit, which was just great fun, thanks to our leader Craig's encouragement. Loads of photos were taken, followed by medals and a little bit of singing. The games were rounded off with a closing ceremony hosted at the amazing Yitzhak Rabin Center, one of Israel's newest museums, with international acclaimed architecture and panoramic views of the city. We listened to speeches from our Israeli host and our own veterans who reflected on the motto of the games, uniting extraordinary people. We said goodbye and thank you to our hosts and friends for the week that shared their part of the world with us all. As I look back over all the pictures taken that week, the games chat group and my thoughts whilst writing this, I reflect on what a life experience we all have just had. For a while, I've hidden behind my family and a small group of friends where I know I'm comfortable in my surroundings. But the Veterans Games, being with other veterans with different disabilities, has shown me that if you remove the dis from disabilities, then you have the abilities to do whatever you want. You might need to adapt, but just give anything a go. You never know, you may just have the best time of your life.